Today, the Jesus Christ, who is King of the universe, that he truly is our King, King over nations, King over our lives. If we receive this kingship, it's the source of our freedom, it's the source of our peace and of mercy. Now, I want to start by just saying there's a difference between him, his kingship, his kingdom, and what we normally see in the world, right? We see Jesus' kingship today in the gospel on the cross, that he's king on the cross. What do we see in Jesus? Hanging on the cross, they are sneering at him. They're jeering at him, the soldiers are. Even the criminal is taunting him. They're abusing him. They're spitting upon him, kicking him when he's down, yelling at him, cursing at him. You think of how our political leaders would react to that kind of treatment right now. How would that look? Right? Our president, our last president, lashing out in words, using their power against each other, right? We see on a larger level, you look on a whole nother level, what's Korea doing this week? How are we retaliating? What's Russia doing against Ukraine? Just taking the same thing, but on the level of weapons, right? That lashing out. And I think if you and me are honest with ourselves, if we were there in Jesus' place, I think it would have been pretty impossible for me at some point to not have retaliated, lashed out, screamed, yelled, done something in response to all that, right? Okay? What does Jesus do? This is the point. He doesn't do that. He's a different kind of king. Jesus knows that that human power is not the answer. Jesus takes all of those things I just talked about, and not only that, he takes our sins, our rebellious hearts, and all of our sufferings, all of that's in his heart. Jesus has a human heart. Think of the hurt, the pain, the suffering that he's bearing there. But here's the key. He has somewhere to go with it. He doesn't just sit in it. He brings it to the Father. And he makes of it an offering, a sacrifice to the Father. This is the key. Even as Jesus, as a king, Jesus remains a beloved son. He has somewhere to go with all of that in his heart. And he turns to the Father and he offers everything to him. What that gives him is an amazing strength. It's a strength that's unlike any strength of any political power on earth. Because it gives Jesus the power to continue to love. He doesn't need to respond and lash out in unforgiveness and anger and hatred. Because he actually offers it to the Father and says, Father, I ask you, please help them. Give them what they need. It's not my job to fix them, but I will make an offering of this to you. My brothers and sisters, that is the power of Christ. That's true strength. That's why Jesus can say, come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and in my heart you will find rest. For I am meek and humble of heart. And we think of that as weakness, but it is not weakness. This is the greatest power on earth. This is the heart of a king, who's able to receive everything that's thrown at him in his kingdom, but yet respond in mercy, in love, in justice, and in love, in forgiveness. Father, forgive them, he said, right? And the good thief recognizes this. Many, many don't, but the good thief is the one who he sees in this man, there's something deeper. There's something more profound. He gets it. He really is the Messiah. He's the King. And he turns to him and he says, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom, your kingdom. And he says, I tell you today, you will be with me in paradise, right? The fruit of this heart, the fruit of this offering, the fruit of this strength is peace. A whole life of sin and murder and everything else that that good thief had in that moment was completely blotted out, just completely consumed and washed away in the ocean of mercy from the heart of our Lord. The fruit of Jesus is peace. And only his kingdom can bring peace. No political power, no other power on earth can bring you peace. No amount of money, no amount of security, no amount of people watching over us can bring you peace except this. Only Christ can bring us peace. My brothers and sisters, it's always going to be a temptation for our political leaders to use God for their own agenda. And that's on full display right now in our world. Okay? But the peace only comes when actually we accept that there's one who is greater than me in my agenda. And that's Christ. That he is king. And only a power in the world that recognizes that can bring peace. Only when we accept Christ is the king of my life. He's king over me. And I submit myself to his power, which is a real power and authority. But it's one that's based on love. Then I find peace. Christ brings us peace. Like the good thief found on the cross, like the prodigal son, like the woman caught in adultery, like everyone who came to Christ who was hurting and suffering and was healed by him, those who even who were dead that he raised from the dead, those whose demons he cast out their demons, all of them came to Christ and they found peace. That's the fruit of this kingdom. One last step. If we come to Christ and accept that, we will find peace. But then what Christ wants to do is he actually wants to make us also other Christs with him. He wants us to have the same heart that he has. That's what makes us Christian. That we reign with Christ. And it's not easy. But we can receive the same heart that he has because we have the same Father. We have a king and we have a father. We have a place to go with all the stuff that we deal with in our lives. We don't have to just sit in it and turn our hearts to bitterness and resentment. We have a place to go with all the ups and the downs, with the sufferings, when they jeer and sneer at us because we are like Christ. Whatever the hurts, what are the pains from your family, from your school, from your hallways, from your church, from whatever it is, from our country, from the nation, from the world. And we make of them an offering. You bring them here to the altar at Mass, and you place everything there on the altar with Jesus, and you lift it up with him to the Father, and we make the same prayer Jesus says, Father, help them, which gives you strength to respond, how? In mercy and in forgiveness and in love, no matter what it is. You have the heart of Christ. And not all will accept that. Not all will notice that. And not all will say, oh, you're a wonderful person because you're doing that. But those who do accept it, they will find peace. And so we prayed for Jesus today. Lord, may your sweet power be over me. May we receive that peace.